Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich, the power behind your pension.
Groups representing asylum seekers are calling on political parties and election candidates to find alternatives to direct provision and to implement higher standards of support to those awaiting decisions on their future residency here. The pre-election calls from groups like the Movement of Asylum Seekers and the Migrant and Refugee Centre, among others, come as the Mount Trenchard Accommodation Centre, described as one of Ireland's worst direct provision facilities, prepares to close its doors. Today, our reporter John Cook met some of its last remaining residents. Tell us about them, John, and why this centre in County Limerick is closing down.
Well, the Mount Trenchard Accommodation Centre, Mary, is outside Foynes in County Limerick and has catered for up to 85 men over the years. Less in recent years, it was described by the Irish Refugee Council as one of the worst in the system as far back as 2014. And following a damning report from the Duras Limni group representing asylum seekers late last year, the Department of Justice finally announced its decision to close it down earlier this month. The contract ends by February, I'm told. Most residents have already been transferred, the rest due to leave by the end of this week. The Duras report on Mount Trenchard, which is privately managed by the Baycaster Limited Company, said it was the country's worst facility due to overcrowding and isolation, especially due to its situation in the remote countryside, 5 kilometres outside the port town of Foynes, hidden away off a busy and dangerous road, as I found today, Mary, with limited transport to any services. Duras says residents there have suffered both mentally and psychologically in an unwelcoming, bleak and confined space. Their report found many residents believe they were sent to Mount Trenchard as a form of punishment, even comparing it to Guantanamo Bay. I met two of its remaining residents today, both in vulnerable situations and worried about speaking out, but wanting to highlight their situation. Youssef from North Africa and in his 20s, Ali from Bangladesh and in his 40s. He's been in Mount Trenchard for over 5 years, so I asked him to describe it.
Like a prison, a complete, you know, a horror. It was like an open prison. I can't say prison, but it was an open prison. More than 5 years of my lifetime. It just make me sick. I can't recognize myself, no, like, the way I was used to be, like. My mental health is not the same. My general health is not okay. The food was very bad. What I can describe it is was like a horror of my life.
Youssef, would you agree? Because you want to build lives for yourselves in Ireland, but you're worried that the experience of the last few years has made that harder.
Yes, exactly, because Mount Trenchard is quite far from city. This place is like in mountain, in hill. It's hard to connect to the community and to the people. For me, it's hard to get job or in education or any way to look forward in my life. It's very hard from this place.
There's a lot of talk about standards in direct provision centres now improving, but will you describe to me what the sleeping arrangements were like and what the living conditions were like for you over the last 3 years for you, Youssef?
Like, we are 8 people. We was sharing for 2 years. I've been sharing 8 men in one room.
And it's like a room with 8 beds, and you said curtains between the beds.
Yes, exactly. And door is closed, and the other guys who sleep near the window, they always want to close the windows because they're feeling cold. But we are, who live in other side, we're feeling very hot. We can't breathe even. So always you find problem with somebody.
And Ali, for you?
I shared with six men in the room. Some people, they were smoking. Some people, they were snoring. And there was no, like, privacy in there. It was only the curtains and different people. Some people, they like to sing the music. Some people, they like their life quiet. So there was no respect there for us, you know, like there was no privacy in there.
And as well as the crowded bedrooms, Mary, Youssef and Ali told me they would share just 3 toilets and 2 showers among as many as 30 residents. They spoke of tension between residents, some even self-harming. Their main issue was transport. A bus service would simply bring Ali, he said, to the post office in Foynes, only to return to the centre 5 minutes later. Youssef, who has a work permit, found himself unable to access jobs due to limited transport options and no money for taxis, he said. Now, both men have complained about conditions in Mount Trenchard and feel that may go against their chances of a better future. As Ali explained, that while many residents have moved to facilities in Limerick or Ennis, he said, they expect to be moved much further away in the coming days.
maybe into another horror, another prison is waiting for us.
You feel like that's what's going to happen?
That's what's going to happen to us. I spent last 5 years here in County Limerick and in Limerick. And I requested that please give me accommodation around here in Limerick or even in Ennis. But they don't just listen. They have decided that they want to send me somewhere away, somewhere far. They want to again isolate me. They don't want myself to be happy. It's my punishment is not getting finished. I don't know what I have done.
You feel like you're being punished.
It goes on and on. I don't know what crime I have done, you know. I only applied asylum here. And I'm crying out, you know, loud that I just want to live here, peace and have peace and work and, you know, contribute to society. That's it. I love Ireland. I feel like I'm from here now. It's been a long time. My life is here.
And Yusuf, what are your hopes now for a life in Ireland? You wanted to study and work here.
Exactly.
You don't know what's going to happen next or where you'll go.
I hope I get an education in university and work part-time to help myself with if I want something to buy or clothes to look after myself. I don't want to live in social or in direct provisions. I want to look forward in my life and see my future. But the way how we be living in here, I can't explain it. It keep you mentally sick. I can't think for my future. When I keep here in this place for 3 years, I feel like I have no future. My life, it will finish in here. I'm feeling very upset, like disabled mentally.
You feel damaged by the experience here?
By Montrenchard. I feel very damaged. I can't go forward anymore. I feel less, really less. Even I'm scared and I don't know what will happen to me in future.
Yusuf and Ali there and their experiences at Mount Trenchard. They've been raised with political parties and election candidates today, John.
Yeah, direct provision being raised as an election issue by many groups, Mary. The Doris Group asked election candidates to sign up to its anti-racism election protocol today, and in its own election manifesto calls for more urgent improvements in accommodation standards. The Limerick charity had called for the immediate closure of Mount Trenchard, and now Director John Lannan says additional urgent steps need to be taken to ensure minimum standards are met at other accommodation centres.
We welcome the fact that it's closing, and we called for insurance that the residents will be moved to other appropriate accommodation. Direct provision is not ideal, but we do want to ensure that the people who are or have been living in Mount Trenchard are accommodated in a place that's appropriate for them, and that in most cases would mean close to Limerick or its environs.
I've spoken to people who talk about feeling damaged by their experience in Mount Trenchard through isolation, through lack of privacy, through what seemed like tense situations of 8 men sharing rooms and some difficulties that ensued as a result. What are your concerns? You've heard some of those stories too about people there for many years.
Yes, and we've met people who have severe mental health challenges in Mount Trenchard over the years. We know that there are people who have been unable to move out of the building because of its isolated nature, because of the damaging effect that that isolation has on people. And we want to ensure that the state adequately addresses their needs in terms of the services health-wise, in terms of accommodation, and ensure that these people are all appropriately supported over the coming weeks. Months.
The outgoing government would point, and the Department of Justice would point, to vastly improved direct provision standards across the country. They say they seem to have acted and accepted your concerns about Mount Trenchard in closing it. Are there other Mount Trenchards out there?
It's likely there are. We have heard of concerns over quite a number of direct provision centres right across the country. We are, like most other, many other organisations in the country, calling for alternatives to direct provision, which would include, at a minimum, independent living conditions and which would be managed on a not-for-profit basis. The sooner we get to that point, the better. We do need to ensure in the very short term that standards are met in all of the centres.
John Lannan of Doris Limney there. And John, finally, you have been speaking to the Department of Justice. What have they been saying to you?
Well, they say that the contract is ending as of February with Mount Trenchard. It will not be renewed. I asked them about Youssef and Ali's request to be accommodated in the Midwest and what arrangements are planned to help long-term residents of Mount Trenchard who may feel damaged or institutionalised there. A department spokesperson told me they're moving all residents to dedicated accommodation centres by the end of this week. They won't comment on individual cases but said the HSE works closely with them and with centre management to provide health services, including mental health services, to all residents.
John Cook reporting from Limerick there, 19 minutes past six.